Pointed out to me a couple times that, like, apparently cannibalism comes up entirely too much with my content sometimes.
I feel like I talk about cannibalism probably a lot more in my day-to-day life than I'm actually kind of comfortable with now that I'm thinking back on it.
Like, yeah, like I'm a little uncomfortable with myself. Like, I'm over here, like, I was talking to Trina and I was, like, pitching this, like, skit idea. Cause, like, by the way, like, follow us on the socials cause we're going to be starting to do more skit shit. I was telling her about this one. It was this idea that just happened to involve cannibalism and overly eager cannibalism. It's a whole thing. But she kind of just looks at me. She goes, like, man, you're kind of a sick motherfucker.
It's definitely true, though.
Like, it definitely comes up.
I want to say that I talk about cannibalism outside of video games because that is a part of one of the games that I play.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Outside of that video game, I talk about cannibalism at least, like, 5 to 6 times a week.
Okay, so that's about where I'm at. So, like, we're just, like, kind of weirdly interested in cannibalism. We're not necessarily pro cannibalism.
Yeah, we're like cannibalists. Like
cannibalists.
Cannibalism curious.
Cannibalism. Okay, cannibalism curious. I like that. Welcome to Weird Wide, everybody. I am JD Ross. With me, as always, is Bethany Marshall. We promise we are not cannibals. We are cannibalists.
Cannibalists.
We find it interesting.
It's definitely one that... Some of the stuff with cannibalism is intriguing, especially like sometimes you get a brain disease.
That's what Trina was saying. She was telling me, she's like, you know, if you eat fucking human flesh, you're gonna go crazy because it fucks with your head. I'm like, I don't want to eat human flesh. And she's like, I don't believe you.
I am already crazy, so
yeah. Actually, would it help? Oh, see, that's how we end up. That is how we end up eating somebody right there. Is we start going down the rabbit hole of like, hey. Will it make us less crazy?
Like, that's kind of like how you have, like, the crunchy moms, but, like, to the extreme, you know?
Yeah.
This is all natural. It comes, it's human. It's for us.
Would that be a chewy mom, then? Like, because I imagine human flesh being chewy?
Probably. We'll be chewy moms.
Chewy mom. All right. Hashtag chewy mom. All right. We're just, like, throwing all kinds of shit out here. We're making up hashtags left and right on Weird Wild.
Yeah, we are. Starting trends.
I fucking love it. Well, today we're not talking about cannibalism today, at least not directly. We've hit our quota for cannibalism for this episode. Today we're going to be talking about the ancient astronaut theory. I'm pretty stoked about this one. We're back to aliens. We're gonna dive in a little bit. First of all, before we jump in, though, we do have a little bit of weird news. So I had a couple of weird news stories. You said you dug one up. Who's going first?
You go first because you have two and I only have one. So we're going to sandwich.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to save the really fucked up one for last. So I'm going to go with the first one. So this kid in Oklahoma was like obsessed with octopi, right? He like really wanted to have an octopus, which I figured you would like that because you just want to pet every weird fucking creature there is. So his family got him an octopus. They were like, yeah, you could. Here's an octopus. But which I didn't actually. That doesn't seem like a purchase you can actually do.
I feel like you could buy an octopus like online.
I want to know how much that goes for, because now I'm curious, but I don't want an octopus for this reason. This is about to stop you from wanting an octopus. So, So they bought it. They thought it was a boy octopus, thought it was a male. Turned out it was a female that was pregnant, and they ended up with like 50 octopi in their house.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah.
And they don't have enough like containers because they'll eat each other.
Yeah.
Cannibalism.
Yeah. Cannibalism. It came up again. We can't escape
eat
it.
Each other. We can't. But they'll eat each other and they don't have enough containers. I've seen this.
It's insane. It's like that's a bit. I'm also like, I'm not unconvinced that octopi aren't aliens.
Oh, I'm definitely on the alien train when it comes to like any video that I see of them. I'm like, no.
Yeah. 100%. So yeah. So like this, they bit. I mean, honestly though, they bit off more than they could chew. I guess it's like one of those things where it's like, I guess you could sell the other octopi depending on how, like, you're making a profit at that point. Cause like you got one, he only wanted one. You only need one octopus. You don't need more than one octopus. So I guess they could theoretically sell the rest of them. Right.
I'd probably keep them all.
Dude,
I just have octopi everywhere.
I'm not coming to your house if you have too many octopi.
Well,
I mean, that like an unreasonable amount of octopi is going to be upsetting.
Is 50 too many?
You know what? WeirdWidePodcast@gmail.com is 50 octopi too many octopi. Let us know.
But I will say, though, I've seen the video of the little eggs that were laid in the cave.
Yeah.
So cute.
They are cute. Like, little tiny octopi are cute.
Even when they're big. Yeah. Like, well, I don't know.
They look angry. They look mad.
See, I think they just look so happy and just like bouncy and just, except for when they do the thing where their head is flat and they're just, their eyes poke up, then they look scary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like, that seems like, isn't that like when they got like the eyes on top like that, isn't that like a predator move or something?
Ooh, I don't know. It might be. I don't know much about octopi. I just know I love them.
But you would allow 50 of them in your house.
Oh, God, yeah. In a heartbeat.
Ah, nope. Nope.
I just have aquariums everywhere.
Like, this just seems like a lot of octopi.
Is this excessive? Probably.
Too many. It's a few too many. Yeah. All right. Your turn. What you got?
Okay. Listen. So my weird story, you know, looking up articles, and you will not believe who I found a number of articles on.
Who?
Me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you Google yourself? Are you serious?
No, I was looking up just like weird news stories, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was two or three different articles that I had seen about my whole Velveeta thing.
Yeah. Because that one took off. Like, you got in the millions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Almost 2 million.
Fucking A, dude.
Right. Well, so then I'm like, okay, I'm going in. Apparently they even had it on the Shane Dawson podcast.
Really?
Yes. And it was really funny. I make fun of my sister because she does dip nails.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. And she had these caps on her nails to remove the dip powder.
Yeah.
Because you got to soak it. They made fun of it. So I get to make fun of my sister now. Like, you got made fun of on the Shane Dawson podcast.
Dude, that's awesome. Like, you're like more fit, like you're famous, dude. Like, you're totally famous.
When I saw articles, that's when I was like,
multiple articles. Yeah.
It upset me because they said, we've reached out via email with no response. Nobody reached out. It was not the people that were doing the articles, and he never followed up. So
they did reach out, but they didn't follow up.
Not the people that wrote the articles.
Okay. Okay.
But in the article, they said that they reached out.
You should reach out and be like, hey, here I am.
Like, sup?
Like, I'm totally willing to come on the fucking show.
Right. The Shane Dawson podcast, they did not reach out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It was the news articles that reached out.
So, okay. So, like, the news, okay.
said they reached out.
So, it was the news organization that reached out.
Yeah. I think one was, like, USA Times or something. Oh, like, shit. But, like, a little bit, like, less... It was like USA Times something.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'll have to send them to you.
Yeah, you got to send those. We got to put those on the socials for sure.
But for context, if you don't follow me on TikTok, basically I was making dinner one night and it was just like a Velveeta skillet meal. And, you know, I'm cooking and in the box, I see a little folded up square of paper and I dump it out and I open it up and it has the craziest shit on it. It's like, I don't even disagree with a lot of the stuff that it says.
Yeah.
But like finding it in your Velveeta.
That's off-putting.
It's very unnerving.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of stuff about like how they're trying to control us and like secret societies and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I ended up ordering DoorDash that night, but I made a TikTok about it and it got a lot of attention.
It took off. I love it.
Turns out it's a whole phenomena because they're called the Skookle notes, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
I've been corrected several times.
Okay. Okay.
It happens a lot in Pennsylvania.
Which is where we are.
Which is where we are.
That's where Weirdo HQ is.
It really set off alarm bells because somebody was like, are you in Pennsylvania? I'm like, girl, it's like, hello.
Okay. Yeah, there's an actual conspiracy like revolving around the Velveeta cheese situation.
Well, it's not just the Velveeta, it's the notes.
Yeah.
There's international like investigations and stuff. Maybe not international. I can't remember if it was in Canada too.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like, I think the FBI is involved. The FDA is involved because they're finding these. Yeah, it's this huge thing that I thought was just somebody like,
Dude,
no, huge, huge investigation.
That's fucking intense.
Yeah. That's why I ordered, DoorDash.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Like, because, yeah, how far down the rabbit hole does it go?
Pretty far.
All right, so my last one that I got here. So, like, how far would you go if you needed to get a bank loan and you needed somebody to co-sign for you? How far would you go for that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I know what you're referencing.
Yeah, I think you know which one. Yeah. So this one lady in Brazil, we find out the length. Yep, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
The length she would go to is this bitch wheeled in her dead uncle and tried to fucking weekend it. What is it? Weekend at Bernie's, this man,
yep,
to sign for a fucking loan.
And she was like holding his hand, trying to be like, come on, just sign. Like, just
uncle,
sign.
You gotta sign it. Sign it here. You gotta sign it now. You, like you said you would. Did she actually, like, honestly, though, like, if she'd have gotten away with it?
That I feel like in today's day and age, possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Possible.
That's true. Very true. So, yeah, like, I didn't see the video. I understand there is a video, but, like, I couldn't find it. Did you actually see the video?
Yeah, I saw a video. A lot of it was blurred out, though.
Okay, that makes
like
sense.
Like, a lot of the video was blurred. The one that I saw.
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people went into damage control with that, like, once that, like, actually started to go viral a little bit. So, like, there a lot of it was blurred out, a lot of it. But, like, literally, she's just wheeling her uncle in and just trying to just be like, nothing to see here. This guy? He's alive.
This is fine. Everything. The thing that would bother me, the first thing that I think of, what do you think, like, after the tellers confirm,
yeah,
or like the bank associates confirm that this is a dead person,
yeah,
like psychological trauma?
Oh, absolutely. It's also one of those things where it's like, I feel like you'd almost gaslight yourself. Like, there's no way in hell. Like, just like, you're in the middle of your work day. You work at a bank. It's like 2 p.m. You're on that fucking, you know that 2 p.m. feeling where you're just like, man, I'm done with this fucking day. And this chick wheels in a dead guy. And there's got to be part of you that just like gaslights yourself and is like, there's no way. No, he's
alive. There's no way that he's dead.
He's not. There's no way he's dead. Nobody would do this. Nobody would try to do this. So I'm like, there had to be a moment where they're like, okay, go ahead and sign it. Go ahead.
Well, sir. They got to the point where they were signing something. So
like they did. Okay. So I'm not even wrong. They did like literally kind of gas. They had to have gaslit themselves.
They had to have, or like you can't. Okay. I would be afraid to say something because what if they're not?
What
dead?
If you're wrong? Yeah. You can't, yeah. Like, that's what I mean. Like, what if you're wrong? Like, and you, like, that's not something you can back from. You can't just be like, that motherfucker's dead. And they're like, what? Sir, I'm alive right now. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I thought you were a dead corpse.
That's why that's like the same thing. Like, you never congratulate a woman on her pregnancy unless she brings it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you never be the one, especially as a guy, you don't bring that shit up. You never bring that up. No. Hey, congratulations on the baby. No, I'm just fat.
I'm just fat. Ooh, yeah. Wow.
That's a good first impression. Glad you're my new boss.
Right. Like I wouldn't want to be the first one to speak up, but you know that they're whispering in the back.
Yeah, like there had to be someone. It's like, Susan, like, okay, like, that guy's dead, right? Like,
do you see the couple that Deborah's dealing with? Like, there's something,
that guy,
there's a smell.
He's not moved at all. That guy's dead. That guy's dead,
then,
I'm pretty sure.
And then, like, be like, okay, listen, I need to take the rest of the day off. Are you sure? You just don't need like a 15-minute break?
Because oh, yeah, because capitalism does not stop for you.
No.
It doesn't matter. There was a dead guy. He's gone now.
It doesn't matter if you almost just gave a dead guy a loan.
Yeah, but the fact is you didn't. And so you did good, and you're going to get a pizza party at the end of the week.
Hell yes. Pizza party.
Pizza party for that situation. That definitely not going to be any kind of like ongoing psychological trauma at all.
Nah.
I don't think so. All right. Well, this has been the weird news for the week. There was somebody that actually had suggested that we put the news articles for the weird news in the actual episode notes. So I'm going to start doing that so everybody can actually see the weird news that we're pulling up. So
heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a really good idea.
Yeah. It was, I forget who it was that said that. So I apologize for I would name drop you. But they were on our YouTube. They mentioned about that.
Nice. Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So really, that's a good idea. So we're always looking to improve. We're DIY as fuck around here. So before we jumped in the actual topic this week, wanted to give a shout out to a really good friend of the show, my personal best friend, The Ghost. He's having a little bit of a rough week. He got some, really rough family news. So he's having a rough time. So everybody give him some love. Shout out to The Ghost. It's Ghost Official, D-A Ghost Official. On all platforms. Reach out to him, give him some love. Like I said, my best good friend, great friend of the show. We do the Unhinged movie series on here. So reach out to him. He's having a rough go. He's getting better. But he's having a little bit of a rough time. So I wanted to give a shout out to him.
And he definitely does really good content too. Every time I see one of his videos, immediate like.
Oh yeah. 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 So especially if you're into the political sphere, he does a lot of political stuff. So go check his stuff out. With that said, let's get into it. So like we said on top, we are talking about ancient aliens today. So it's been a weird week with research, to say the fucking least.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just been a weird week for everybody. Mm-hmm. So
it really has. It's been a weird month, honestly.
I was blaming the eclipse.
That's true. Yeah, that's got to factor in somehow, right?
Yeah.
Plus, we just had a full moon.
Yeah, same week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, nah, I don't care for it. So let's jump into it. So where the fuck did this shit even come from? It hit massively. I think it was in the early 2000s was when it really started to come into the public zeitgeist through Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. Was it? It's History Channel, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love how they could just be the History Channel and just be Ancient Aliens, they just present it as fact, which I love, which is fun for me because, that's one of the things that, I think for both of us is aliens are one of the things that really draws us into the weird purview anyway. So I've always been fascinated, and I do think it's an interesting concept. I didn't realize how much there actually was to chew on with this.
There are definitely some basic concepts that... I'm like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that I really want it to be true.
Yeah, I want this to be real. I want, but a lot of it, it's just I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah,
about
some of it is pretty stretchy.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we are both coming at this from a degree of as we are definitely both believers and seekers in the alien truth, I think we can both agree that the ancient, just stating up top, that the ancient astronaut theory, at least how it is now, is definitely counterintuitive to an actual functional truth movement for the existence of aliens.
Yeah, it's one that I like to kind of imagine in my head. I have a very active imagination.
Yeah.
So I like to imagine ancient times and ancient civilizations being full contact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it works.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, exactly. And it works for fiction, too. And I think that's another reason that it works so well, as a concept, because first of all, we have no idea what went on back then.
Yeah.
But in fiction, it always works. It's there's so many, the Alien versus Predator is the first one that comes to mind, where it's oh yeah, they were just breeding the fucking xenomorphs and they sacrifices. Oh shit, that's fucked up. But it's fun. I think that's part of it, is it's fun.
Yeah. And it kind of gives us more hope. First of all, it explains this so much better than whatever the actual explanation is. And it's more fun and playful.
Yeah. And like you said, it explains it better because it's the real explanation is usually not as sexy. It's usually not as interesting. But it's if you can think of this idea that a bunch of fucking aliens came down to a bunch of primitive usses, that's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My biggest thing with the ancient aliens type of theory is explaining gods.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Because every ancient mm-hmm. civilization had some sort of gods.
Yes.
And that had to have come from somewhere.
Exactly. And I think and again, we go back to what it actually is it's most of the time was them explaining what they couldn't explain. Oh, there's a big angry ball in the sky. gotta be a supernatural power.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like
waves.
Yeah, exactly. Why is it doing that? No fucking idea. Gods.
It's the gods.
It's just the gods. And apparently we haven't fully moved out of that as a society, which kind of bothers me.
Yeah, because you know, now we do know why, mm-hmm. but people are like, nah.
People are like, well, but what about God?
Yeah.
It's like, well, nuh-uh. Okay, that's a solid argument, I suppose, isn't it? It could just be God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm kind of one that's like all for like your spiritual beliefs and
sure,
everything.
Sure.
But like,
not like ripping also, on people here, but like there is also,
there's also science. And
exactly.
The way that I kind of look at it is like, okay, you can look at a lot of the religious texts mm-hmm. and be like, oh, it still works with science.
Yeah. Well, then that, you know, like a little sidebar about like the religious aspect of it is like, I've always like kind of wondered why that can't be it's always got to be one or the other. And it's like, why? It's like, I'm sure it's not even an unreasonable theory to think that, okay, if a omnipotent being is like putting shit into motion, why can't science be the explanation for that? Why can't God just be a giant scientist, a weird fucking megamind motherfucker?
He's like the evil scientist who just does all these cool little experiments on
That's
Earth
fun.
And like to see what would happen.
That's fun. Hey, smallpox.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh that didn't go well.
It's like when you're playing like SimCity 2000 and you're like, oh my goodness, I accidentally ruined everything.
Literally. That, and it's like, oh man, we got to flood this.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit right there. We're flooding the fuck out of this.
You just hit the natural disasters command.
You just get bored and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking sick a hurricane on these fucking people.
Oops.
Hey, wow. But again, you know, that could be just an alien god, you know, like a god.
God is an alien.
God's an alien. Actually, like one of the things that actually literally inspired like just us doing this episode was I was listening to a song called What If God's Not One of Us by Fear. And literally it was just like, there's like, what if God's an alien and he don't really like humans? And I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Like, I like that song and I've never even heard it.
I will send it to you after we finish recording.
Please. That's amazing.
So where did all this nonsense start? So I didn't even realize it's mostly like comparatively new. It started in like the late 19th to early 20th centuries with a lot of the popularity in sci-fi that was starting to take off at the time. A lot of H.G. Wells stuff, which by the way, H.G. Wells, definitely one of the OG, one of my favorite like OG authors, like The Time Machine, fucking what's that one? War of the Worlds, all that kind of shit. It started to kind of spark a lot of that. Beyond fiction, the idea was proposed originally in 1954 by a guy named Harold T. Wilkin. Also, like, Carl Sagan actually collaborated with a Soviet scientist on the idea, but he was kind of more just like throwing the idea out there. And he actually, he was like, what if? He proposed it as a thought, like, experiment. And then that got out of hand, as things tend to do.
Yeah, and like, the what ifs are, they're definitely good to throw out because, especially in science.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love Carl Sagan though.
Sagan rules, yeah.
Yeah. But like throwing out the what ifs, it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It lets you look at things through a different lens.
Yeah.
And like, oh
shit, I hadn't considered that.
Right. Maybe we're looking in a wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know?
But again, things like that do tend to get out of hand. Like he even said like in a later book that like it was like, I might have fucked up here because it really started to take off in the 70s. And the one guy that we can really blame for that is still involved in the Ancient Alien, the show Ancient Aliens. He's one of the big proponents today, Eric von Daniken. Now this fucking guy, he wrote Chariots of the Gods, which I did not read, but I've read like enough synopsises to know that it's basically Ancient Aliens, the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of it. I think I've heard of it, but I haven't heard about it. You know what I mean?
Well, it was a series of them. It was like the big one was Chariots of the Gods. But then I was like starting to look further into it. And like, apparently a lot of like, it was a series. Apparently a lot of the later ones start to get really weirdly racial, which is another, we talked about this off camera a little bit. This is it's a weird ongoing problem, which we'll kind of address like near the end of the episode, but it is kind of an issue like that tends to come up. in a lot of conspiracy theories, not just this one. It's never, but it always just ends up back at white supremacy.
Yeah, it's kind of sucks. Yeah. As somebody who enjoys this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just to find out that, like, oh, just kidding. It's white supremacy.
By the way, the bad guys are the Jews. Like, fuck. God damn it. Like, that's not what I wanted. Like, that's
right.
Because it's just like, it's like you're long for the ride and you got Giorgio with the fucking big ass hair. And you're like, I love that guy. And I do like that guy. I love Giorgio. Like, but like, damn it, Giorgio. Like, this is, it's not good, bro. It's not good.
Yeah. It's, okay. I would really, really like it to not, that's one of the reasons why I have such a hard time with stuff like Ancient Aliens and the theories behind it, because even though I like a lot of the theories, I know where it's going to end up.
Yeah. Every time. And it's like, every time. If the conspiracy theorists could be just like fun conspiracy theorists like we are, because I feel like we're fun conspiracy theorists. We're not the ones that are out here trying to prove, like, there's always a weird Hitler was right line underneath it all. And it's like, why do we have to do that? Because, like, a lot of people have pointed out, like, a lot of the problems with the ancient alien, like, ancient astronaut theory is it always involves, like, non-white people building shit. And they're like, well, how did these savages do that? That had to be aliens.
Yeah, there's no way that these brown people built a giant pyramid.
No way.
Oh, absolutely no. Now, they were not smart enough.
No, but if a bunch of whiteys did it, oh, you know they'd be okay with that shit. It's always like that. It always ends up like that. And it's just, and it's like, that drives me crazy, because it's like, I feel like, it's like, that's how we get QAnon, man. That's how we get shit like QAnon.
That is one of the reasons why I think a lot of people start going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And then it kind of snowballs into this really problematic.
Yeah.
And it's why, like, I am very careful, especially now after the UMO letters.
Oh, yeah.
That one felt, I feel like it broke my heart.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm like really careful, because I'm like, I don't want to spread stuff that is you know, white supremacy.
Yeah, you got to be really careful with that. And you got, and like, I feel like it's important for like shows like us that are not heading in that direction, because a lot of other podcasts and like YouTube channels do. And I feel like it is important to like address that and be like, no, y'all need to look at the right side of this and like realize like some of this is fucked up. Some of this, it's fun, but that's the disguise.
Yeah.
So I do feel like that's important to address.
Yeah, I feel like I agree, because, you know, it is really hard to go down that pipeline.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see anybody end up on that side of things, because, like, that's not a good side.
Well, that's how you end up with, like, Pizzagate shit, where people just start, like, blasting into a pizza place because of shit they saw online. They just get weirdly indoctrinated by shit like that. So it's really something you really got to be careful with.
Yeah, just like the there was a whole thing with Wayfair a few years ago.
Really? What was going on with them?
They were being accused of human trafficking.
Oh my god.
Pieces of furniture or something, but they were priced at these like ridiculously high prices. Like,
yeah,
tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I can't remember.
And it's like, exactly, that's an expensive ass couch. Like, I've seen an expensive couch, but that's an expensive couch.
Yeah. And they would always have names that were suspiciously.
Ooh.
So it was like, okay, but it kind of does go on down the same kind of rabbit hole where it's like, these are actually missing people. And like, I understand that you think that maybe this is happening, because they were correlating pieces of furniture with actual missing people,
right?
But thankfully a lot of them turned out to be not missing anymore.
Well, that's good. So it was like,
that's a positive, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess that would be like a misunderstanding situation.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll go with that.
It's kind of along the same lines as like Pizzagate, but more modernized, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll have to look further into that. We'll have to maybe do an episode on that at some point.
Yeah, it was very interesting, to say the least.
I like it. Hell yeah. So I think we also mentioned off air, we both really tried to watch Ancient Aliens, like the show, for prep work for this. Try is the operative word on this one, man.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, I do know a lot of the theories, but they talk.
They talk a lot.
And it's a lot of the same thing, just said in different ways.
And that's actually, I was reading online when I was doing the research for this, because I, you know, just going back to like the information part of it, is they, that's actually apparently a tactic they use, where like, it's like a rapid fire information of, look at that, look at that, look at that, oh shit, oh, flying machine, fucking alien, look at that fucking, look at the painting there, and there, and they just keep throwing shit at you until you're like, oh fuck. And it really, it's like a concept my mom would always talk about. You either dazzle with brilliance or you baffle with bullshit.
Yeah. And like, no shade to Ancient Aliens, but like a little shade to Ancient,
a little bit
aliens.
Of shade to Ancient Aliens. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a little shade out there. I think it's like in 2010 it was fun because it wasn't played out, but like when you really sit there and try to just like watch that shit, it's like, these, like, Jesus Christ, dude, like, how do you guys even have the time for this shit?
And some of the stuff that they try to say is like aliens. It's like,
it's really? Like that was just a dude. Like,
right. Like one of mine is like the cave paintings.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So we're jumping in. We're going to jump in right now to the different theories.
Yeah. Sorry.
And there's no way, like, we're just going to say like at the top, we are scratching the surface. There's so much.
It goes so deep. It
goes so deep. So we are scratching the surface. So fucking the cave paintings. Big one there,
because there are a lot. I'm like, okay, I look at this, I could see where you're going. They have big heads on small bodies. Aliens.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen cave paintings? Because they're not super accurate.
Well, yeah, it's not like I feel like it's almost this thought of like thinking it's gonna be like photo accurate. Like, it's like, there's gonna be like a bunch of Van Gogh motherfuckers that are back there just like, hey, hold still. Hold still. No, they somebody was like, hey, we should probably record this, but like, we don't have a lot of time because we got to survive. There's a fucking saber-toothed tiger stalking us. So I'm just going to do this real quick. And the gist.
Yep. Plus a lot of the ancient, you know, civilizations, they weren't quite as advanced as we were. We are now.
Right.
So imagine like an elementary schooler trying to draw his friends.
Yeah. It's never good. And these are just like when they're just figuring out how to draw. Like, art is new.
Yep. Yeah. And that's kind of where I go with that. And I'm like, I really want to believe it. I do.
I do too.
That is a group of aliens.
I want to believe.
Right. But it's one that I just can't.
No. And well, you know, here's the one that drives me insane though, or like when they have the ones that are like, okay, that could be totally spot on. Like when the one that they love to show is the helicopter. You've seen the helicopter, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that you're not bullshitting, because that does look like a fucking helicopter, and how would a helicopter be? But I also, like, as I look at it, it's like, I also have no idea when that was actually painted. That could, for all I know, that could be a Hollywood fucking creation that you're just rolling out on Ancient Aliens.
And stuff like that, honestly, it upsets me, because stuff like that is planted into shows so often. Constantly. Not just Ancient Aliens. There was a recent one, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was, I guess, a cryptozoologist. And he found, there was a whole thing where he found a large primate skull in, I think, Canada.
Yeah.
And huge press, and like, yeah, it was a fake. They admitted that it was a fake, and they tried to make it seem like it was Bigfoot. And
yeah, finally like, found
like,
it.
Yeah, stuff like that. And it was just like, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
And it's just like, it's sick with like fucking grifters like that that do shit like that. So it's like, you have no idea. Like, I have no idea how to tell how old a cave painting is. Could have been done in the 70s, could have been done in the 30s, could have been done yesterday. No idea.
I could probably make a cave painting and make it look pretty legit, because I am not good at art either.
We need to find a cave. Is there a cave around here that we can go fucking desecrate with?
Listen, there's so many caves around here because of the mountain range.
Yeah.
So all through the mountain range is just a ton of giant caves. It's nice.
Do you want to go like make some like fucking Ancient Alien cave art?
Kinda.
I do too. Like, I don't know where any caves are. You're gonna have to show me where the caves are, because I've never sought a cave.
I've sought a few. The only ones that I ever find though are like, they're like the ones that are like tour guides.
Oh, so they're not going to let us paint on the walls.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you're like, a lot of them, you're not supposed to touch the walls at all.
You know, that'd be funny as shit, though, if like we just like acted like total Karens, though, in one of those tour groups. It's like, no, we paid the fucking admission fee. We're going to fucking paint on the wall. Like, go fuck
like, yourself. This is literally human nature. So, like, this is what we've been doing it for like hundreds of thousands of years.
We're actually trying to live like more our cave person lifestyle. So
right, it's the Chewy Mom lifestyle.
That's right, the Chewy Mom lifestyle. Hashtag Chewy Mom. I fucking love it. Chew on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
chew on that.
One of the things I can't fully even wrap my head around is the Nazca lines, but that one comes up a lot.
That one. It definitely has me questioning things.
Does it?
Because like those are intense.
Yeah.
Those are intense. And like, not just how, because obviously the how, like it's possible to do, but why?
Well, and I guess like, you know, it's one of those things where to me, I guess, because it's basically like the Nazca lines are basically, from what I understand, they're just like, They're like indentations that were dug to create aerial view pictures. And sometimes they're just lines and shit. But I guess for me, the why would be because like somebody was just like, you know what? What if we did some shit? And it was just like, they were just bored. Like literally they were just like, what if we did some shit? And it was like, you could see it from like, and they're like, nobody can fly. It doesn't matter. We know.
We know. Yeah. The birds can see it.
The birds can totally see it. This is for the birds.
It's for the birds. We gotta make bird art.
Which, as we know, are real. Badgers are not.
Badgers are not real.
Hashtag badgers aren't real.
Government controlled. What's for spying?
Government controlled marmots.
But like, it kind of, you know what? Now that I'm really thinking about it, making it for the birds actually makes sense because. Weren't a lot of ancient like civilizations really into birds?
Yeah, like a lot of them were like, because like the, like what is it, Odin had the raven, and there's like a lot of like god imagery in the bird itself, so it would make sense that they would like do some kind of like drawing for the birds.
Yeah, because that's, you know, actually that's this cool god thing.
That's actually like, we literally just answered the question of why they would do it, because
we just
like
solved it.
They're like, they weren't even thinking of us. They weren't thinking of us seeing it from there. They were like, fucking the gods are gonna
now I want to go back and look at them. Uh-huh. And be like, uh-huh, it could. I think one of them is a giant bird.
I think it is, yeah. And it's Peru. Right, it's Peruvian, right?
I believe it's
Peruvian. Yeah, so like I don't know the Peruvian god pantheon, but like their version of like fucking Ra or you know, the sun god or whatever, it's like, yeah, it's for him. Like, it's not for you. Fuck you, it's not for you, you're less than. Like, it's for,
yeah,
it's for the big guy. See that big ball up there? It's for that motherfucker, so he keeps shining, because if he don't shine, we don't fucking eat.
One eclipse and boom, there's the Nazca line.
Yeah, literally. They like, honestly, like, how much did an eclipse fuck with ancient people? How much did that have to fuck with them?
That I know, because okay, with the recent one, it got so dark and we were only at like 80%.
Yeah.
I could not imagine how scary it would have, and it was creepy. It was like a little bit. So I could not imagine how terrifying it would have been for them to be 100% eclipse and it just goes dark.
Yeah.
And you look at the sun and it's just a hole.
Yeah.
Because you have the corona.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing, is we were right. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Somebody got their heart ripped out of their chest that day.
Right.
Somebody like, was like, oh, fuck. They need blood.
Even now, like expecting it. Oh, weird news story.
Hell yeah.
There was a Karen who had left this huge like tip for a waiter or something. I don't know the exact details.
Oh, I heard about this one.
Because the eclipse was the rapture.
So many people thought it was going to be the rapture.
And this is like this week. This is 2024. Uh-huh. I had to think about what year it was.
Yeah, right. When are
we? Right. So imagine what people in 87 BC, we're thinking.
Well, and this is exactly what we were talking about a little bit ago about, like, you know, like maybe coming to a better mental space with like the, how the world actually operates in 2024 instead of just being like, God, it's the rapture because the fucking sun, bro, it's just the fucking eclipse. It happens.
There were so many conspiracy theories about the eclipse, and all of them were like eye roll. People were like talking about like they were going to release giants at this one spot where the last eclipse and this eclipse were crossing over. And I was like, okay.
And it's like, you know, there's people just sitting around like with the time on their hands to come up with this shit.
I want that much free time.
Same, because we do not have it. Like, I don't think people even realize how much, like, just for our little weekly show, how much work goes into this shit. And we're not even operating at full capacity sometimes. Like, we are both hibernating motherfuckers. Like,
oh yeah, the fact that like this one episode that, you know, we couldn't fully watch all of the Ancient Aliens episodes, and you know, even this one was delayed.
Exactly. Like,
I could not imagine having the time or like
must be nice.
Right. But I will say, I wish my brain was that creative.
That's true. Like, I don't know. I don't care for it. But again, somebody, in the BC times, there is going to be a princess getting her heart ripped out of her chest that day because they're like, that dude is mad. That dude is not happy right now.
We done pissed him off. We gotta dig out some pictures.
We gotta.
I can't believe we just solved Nazca lines on WeirdWide.
We literally did. Like, what can't we do?
Right. We answered the question, are birds real?
That's true.
We solved Nazca lines. I know that we started a conspiracy theory, but I can't remember which one it was.
Wait, we've started at least two conspiracy theories because we have the badgers aren't real. Well, what was the other conspiracy that we started?
There was definitely another one. I can't remember.
WeirdWidePodcast@gmail.com. If you remember what conspiracy we started.
We need to start writing stuff down or something. I need a whiteboard behind me.
We definitely need a whiteboard. See, this is what I mean. We're both very tired. We're very tired individuals.
Our brains aren't working at 100%. Like,
not even close. Not even close.
No. Nope.
All right, so let's go through some of the other theories. What's another theory that you like through the Ancient Aliens vibe?
I see, it's a theory that I like, and then I don't at the same time. Like, I like the theory. I hate what's behind it. Uh-huh. It's like they built stuff like the pyramids and Stonehenge.
Stonehenge! Where the demons dwell. Hell yeah, rocking the Stonehenge merch.
This is my, like, thing now.
Hell yeah,
this hoodie.
I love it. It's gonna suck when it gets hot.
I know, I'm gonna still wear it though.
I love it. You look, it's like, yeah, I'm very warm. It's very hot out right now.
It's just, ignore the sweat.
Don't worry about it. Just, like, Bethany's flop sweating a lot. Like, she's also got a lot of octopi in her room. Like, it's kind of, is someone checking on her?
I'm gonna have like adult protective services at my door, be like, okay, so listen, ma'am,
you've got so many octopi and that hoodie, it's just not appropriate for 100 degree weather.
And like, what are all these like bite marks on your arm? Somebody said that you were trying to cuddle a badger. Like,
it's like, well, it was a badger, but it was also a crocodile and a snake, and yeah, there was a snake at JD's work that I was trying to fucking
oh yeah, I forgot about the snake already.
That's right. No, I've never forgotten. It haunts my dreams. Let's bring it back to the pyramids. Now,
the pyramids.
It's like Egypt seems to be like one of the main focal points, like, for a lot of the stuff. And I think it's just because like Egypt has an unmistakable like vibe of like, ooh, what's going on there? Like, it's always had that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that like go into that. I think a big part of it is that it was just so different from what a lot of the other people were doing.
Everyone else was like, yeah, we're just gonna build regular house. They're like, you know what, we're gonna build a fucking, like, we're gonna build a spike tomb for our dudes here, for our big guys, the ones that really matter. We're gonna build a spike tomb for them, and that's the only reason. And they're like, whoa, What are you guys doing? Like, we're building spike tombs.
The one that I will say, the one that like kind of almost sells me on it is that there are pyramids on like every continent except for Antarctica or whatever.
Yeah.
But Milo, I can't remember his, I follow him on TikTok. Big creator who debunks a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, that's the most structurally sound like shape if you're going to build something that big. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good point, Milo.
And that's another thing too, is like, you know, just factoring into the real world here is like most likely a lot, like you just said, like a lot of people just had, you know, the math knowledge back then. They had a lot more like time to work on math and a lot more like, I feel like they had smarter people in a weird way, like primitively smarter, like, cause like we didn't have the technology. So they had to figure that shit out. So they were like, okay, so like a pyramid actually like would be this. So that's like, that's why there's so many pyramids everywhere, because like you just said, it makes the most sense structurally.
Yeah. That's that one. Thankfully, you know, Milo kind of set me on the right path with that one.
Yeah.
The reason why that I think it's especially big with Egyptians is because where is Egypt in Africa? Mm-hmm. And where do white people always try to like talk down on? It's Africa.
Even though we came from there, like we literally all as a species came from there.
But
somehow, somehow we're just like looking down on them like, You guys think you built them? Nah, that wasn't slave labor. That was aliens and their ray guns.
Right. I'm starting to lean more towards the theory that ancient civilizations, specifically Egypt, were a lot more, way more advanced than people will give them credit for.
I've heard that. And that's a theory that I enjoy. Like, that's one of like they were like beyond even where we are today. And like they were like doing shit we can't even comprehend. I fucking love that theory.
Yeah. And there is, I will say, there is a lot of cool stuff that like backs that. Like,
yeah,
they were super conscious about their waste. So everything was biodegradable, which is why there's basically no trace of them now, like of the advancements now, except for like little things here and there, like what's the one, the battery?
Oh, is it the Baghdad battery?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So there's like little traces here and there.
Yeah.
You know what? It explains it enough for me.
Same. And, you know, again, it's like I can accept that like a bunch of like ancient wise dudes made that shit. And they were like showing it to the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh was like, yeah, fund it. Hell yeah. That makes sense.
Let's
do that. Do that shit in my name, bitch. Like,
but yeah.
Glory be to me. Ramses the fucking fifth or whatever. Like, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. And the aliens part, like also, because they're all like everything aligns with the stars and everything. But like, yeah,
I was
like,
literally about to bring that up.
They were super into that sort of stuff. Like they were like discovering all sorts of stuff before it was even like discovered.
Well, that's what I mean. Is like you got ancient astronomers, like, you know, like you gotta also remember is like back then they didn't have the light pollution that we have now. So like the stars were like a totally different animal back then. Like, could you even imagine like, imagine like 32 BC sitting in Cairo looking up at the stars. How beautiful would that shit be?
I'm honestly so envious of the fact that like that was just a thing.
Yeah.
That was just a thing. No light pollution.
Yeah.
Because now there's like places you can go where there's no light pollution, but like
it's still not the same.
Yeah.
That sky like, will never be the same.
I get amazed. One of my favorite things is like on a nice winter night. For some reason, it has to be winter.
Yeah.
And you look up and the sky is just like, holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
I love it. But like basically like so and like this fits so well into conspiracy theory of like, okay, well, why is it aligned with the stars? Because of ancient astronomers fucking staring all night at the stars. Dude, what? I'm sure they had some kind of version of like weed back then. Whatever their version of that shit, because that grows everywhere. So they were, dude, token out of their mind, just staring at the stars, just like, oh man, look at that shit. Look at that shit. And then they just map it out.
Or like Truman or something.
Oh my God. Yes. That had to be amazing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, hell.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. To trip in ancient Egypt. If I get a time machine, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm just taking a fuck ton
new
of
plan. New plan. They'll be like, but, I'll be like, can I borrow your time machine? And they're gonna be like, is it for science? I'll be like, yeah,
it's for science.
It is.
It's about to get scientific for sure.
It's an experiment. I have a theory. Okay.
We're going to test it.
I want to prove or disprove.
Yeah, we're going to test it.
Science.
That's right. Science. Hashtag science. but like, you know, and then there's like, what is it? There's the couple of rulers in Egypt specifically because they had the elongated heads. That was another thing. Was it Anunnakin, I believe? That's going to drive
something. That was, yeah, that one's going to drive me crazy because you're close. You're very close.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Akhenaten.
Okay.
Akhenaten and Nefertiti.
Yes.
Yeah. So they were the ones that had like, they were the rulers that had the, I think they were, I believe they were King Tut's parents. I want to say they were related to King Tut.
Yeah, that sounds about, at that point, everybody was related to everybody. That's though.
Honestly true. I mean, like Cleopatra, like, was married to her brother.
Yeah. Like,
they didn't do everything right. Like, it was a weird time.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, but it was a weird time, I guess.
Yeah.
There was a lot less people, a lot harder to find your soulmate.
Well, and they had this whole thing that, like, and they're not even the only ones that have done this, of, like, keeping the line pure. And that's why, like, the fucking British royalty looks all jacked up now.
That's a concept, to me, that is so weird that it is in, it's in multiple places in the past.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the bloodlines pure by incest.
Yeah.
And why not?
Like, yeah. And then, like, so, like, this is, to me, this is one of the easiest ones, like, to, like, literally just, like, disprove, like, the actual theory here, because, like, everyone's like, yeah, they had big elongated heads, and it's like, yes, that's cool. Like, I love the theory, I love the idea. Like, it's like Stargate. Did you ever see Stargate, the movie?
Yes. Of course you didn't. Do you think I'd have? No.
Fair. But you should. Again, you should.
I should.
But like, it was like the whole thing of like, yeah, it was the same idea. Like Ra was like, you know, an alien. And like, you know, the big ass head is because that's what the aliens look like. And it's like, that's a fun theory. But it's like, you also got to think like, you've got like what, a couple thousand years of interbreeding within one family. And then you're going to wonder why they got a jacked up head.
And then you also have to look at the fact that like there's a lot of civilizations that do different body modifications to show different things, like the elongating their necks with the rings around their necks, which is actually, that's one that I've always been fascinated by because like it doesn't stretch out your neck, it just pushes your shoulders down really far. Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's different people, they'll put like the discs in their lips and stuff. So there's, you know, there's a long line of body modifications, and baby heads are very soft.
Malleable.
Yeah.
Supple. Is that the word? Is supple the right word?
I don't think it's supple.
I don't know. Supple seems malleable. Malleable. Supple seems creepy.
Yeah. It's a little creepy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Supple is a creepy word. But I mean, again, this just shows like, you know, like, okay, they were smart. But they weren't always smart. Like they were also doing some weird shit. Like we were finding ourselves. Like we had real smart dudes, but we had real dumb dudes. Like we had people, and you know, that's culturally insensitive, but still, you shouldn't mold your head. Shouldn't mold your baby's. Don't mold your baby's head.
Don't mold your baby's head because I think that was actually one where it was like, that's gonna mess you up, you know?
Yeah, you're not gonna
mess up your brain a little.
Yeah, I imagine that would warp your shit just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a brain scientist. I don't know.
I could be.
You could? Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't want to be.
I don't either. Brains are kind of gross, honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, like, I feel like if I end up in a brain scientist kind of thing, it's going to go in some kind of horrible sci-fi way. It's going to go fucking Reanimator or Frankenstein style. And I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I would probably have to stop being friends with you if it went that direction.
If I made a Frankenstein monster, I would understand.
Yeah.
I would understand.
But Frankenstein monster is always one that I always felt so sad for, though.
Well, that's because he was
I want to be his friend.
He was the victim.
Yeah, I want to be his friend. One of the things that Bethany tries to pet.
You know what? I would understand that one. I would understand that one. And honestly, Frankenstein, he would probably be pretty cool. He'd probably be appreciative if someone showed him love.
Right. He
just wanted love.
He needed raised right. And, yeah. You know, all I got was fucking
pitchforks and fucking.
Yeah.
That's going to ruin anybody's day. That's going to make anyone angry.
Right. Let somebody come at me with torches and pitchforks. And that's what they're going to be like, she's real mean. It's, yeah.
Look at the, yeah, she's being right. She's being a real bitch about this.
Yeah. You're goddamn right I am.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Like, and rightfully fucking so.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Poor
so, I mean, so basically, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I've got as far as like the theories. There's so many. That's the problem is like there's so many other theories that they just dive into and just micro yeah. dissect.
I think I honestly a lot of the theories I feel like can be easily disproven.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't mean that it's like not something that was a thing.
And that's what I like about it. That like that's what it really boils down to. If you take all the bullshit, you take all the look at that, you take all this and that, you take everything out of the equation, it could have happened. And it could be a thing. I'm not I went through like when I was like in middle school, early high school, I went through a bit of a like spiritual like crisis, I guess. Not really a crisis, but more of like what do I believe, and like that was where I was literally looking into the Raelian cult, the ones that believe that like we were put here by aliens, like we're clones and shit. So it's not an unreasonable theory at all, and I can see a lot of it, like the whole like we talked about, like, you know, like we didn't even get into the religious texts and stuff, like the Jesus, like the idea that like, okay, so he rose from the, you know, rose up on the third day and all that shit. Well, what if Jesus was just an alien and he got beamed up? He wasn't really dead because you can't kill him.
I like Jesus as an alien.
I do too. I feel like Jesus would be a fun alien. I feel like he'd be a Nordic.
Yeah. And it fits along with a lot of the Jesus stuff.
It really
does.
A lot of the
God is an alien. Mm-hmm. Jesus is an alien human hybrid.
Yep. Yep. So I guess like I definitely think that a big thing that we need to factor in here, and we need to really like drive home is like when you guys are looking into this theory, when you're looking into this and you're just make sure you're going down the right rabbit hole, because this can so easily lead to goose steps and really tiny mustaches, and you don't want that. You don't want that. It's no fun. It's no fun. They suck you in with the party, and then the party turns out to suck.
Yeah, and it turns dark pretty fast, and before you know it, you know, you're a neo-Nazi.
Yep, and you don't want to be that. Like, it's like you don't want to wake up and be like, oh shit, I'm a fucking neo-Nazi. That sucks. It's not good.
I gotta say, I feel like I could be easily, you know, led into like a cult and stuff. That's not one that I feel like I could be easily led into.
No,
thankfully.
Like, the Raelian cult almost got me. But like, the white supremacy cults, they're never going to get me. No, they can fuck themselves. I recognize that shit. Like, you know what? I'm at a point where I just almost don't trust white people.
I definitely don't. Nope. It's a lot of the stuff. I sit there and I'm like, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical.
Like,
are you
cool, man?
are you maybe like a little racist?
Because
like,
if you, even then, that's gonna be a lot for me, dog. Like,
yeah,
I'm not cool with that. Not gonna be okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know what you guys think. So let us know. Not necessarily the on the white supremacy factor of it, but where do you guys stand as far as ancient aliens go? What do you think? Let us know. If you're watching on YouTube, you can let us know in the comments, or you can send us an email, weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button, and like I said, leave a comment, let us know what you think. If you feel so compelled, leave us a review on Apple. I think you can do it on Spotify too, but I'm not fully sure about that. I don't know if
I'm not sure either, actually.
I thought somebody said they did leave a review there, but I can't see them, so I don't know. If that's wherever you can leave a review, leave a good review too, please. 5 stars, come on now.
Yeah. I think we do pretty good. I think we deserve 5 stars.
I think,
you know,
so.
5 stars, and I'll figure out something else weird to pet.
Exactly. And well, you know what? Like if anything, we've been consistent with that. We're finding weird shit every week for Bethany to pet. We'll find something next week too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we won't be cannibals.
We won't be cannibals. We promise.
Oh, hopefully. I just said hopefully.
I just want to it into the mic, you know. Just want to make sure there's a record of us saying we're definitely not going to be.
Definitely not cannibals.
Definitely not cannibals. You can also find me on TikTok and Instagram as Dudas Weirdo. Bethany, where can everybody find you?
I'm on TikTok and Instagram as well as Bethany.getsweird.
Hell yeah.
Bethany.gets.weird.
There's a lot of dots in your name. It's Bethany Gets Weird is ultimately, but don't forget the dots. Bethany dot.
The dots are important.
They are important. It is a little bit of a mouthful though, isn't it?
I know. It's really annoying to say out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it looks cool.
It looks cool as shit. And like, cause like what it actually, Bethany Gets Weird. It's like, fuck yeah, it's fucking gnarly. Yeah. But yeah, it is a lot to say.
I hate saying it out loud.
Yeah. I fucking love it. Did I miss anything else? Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
All right, sweet. Well, then in that case, we love you all. Don't become a white supremacist, and join us next week for more weird. Until then, stay weird. We'll be right back.